You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on June 2nd, 2023. We broadcast in the unceded ancestral territories of Coquitlam, Musqueam, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 21 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, updates on the cancellation of SFU football, along with scores from the BC Premier Baseball and Northwest Leagues. First up is Screaming Females' Desire Pathway with Let Me Into Your Heart.
Falsely wrong, you fooled me. I know the
That was Let Me Into Your Heart from Screaming Eagles' Desire Pathway. Next up is Nabiha Iqbal's single, This World Couldn't See Us. I'd like to discuss the SFU Athletics at this time. On May 27th, the track and field teams finished up in the NCAA Division Outdoor Track and Field Championships at CSUP Thunderbowl, hosted by Colorado State University Pueblo in Pueblo, Colorado. Distances were in meters with times in minutes and seconds. In the men's 1500 finals, Charlie Donald clocked 354.58 for fifth in his last run as a Red Leaf. Meanwhile, Marie Elo Leclerc competed in two finals events. In the women's 100 finals, Leclerc dashed 11.22 for fifth, followed by a 23.14 run in the women's 200 for third, both of which are the fastest in SFU and GNAC history. Both Charlie Donat and Marie-Ella Leclerc earned All-America honors. Donat won his fourth indoor and outdoor All-American award, while Ella Leclerc captured two All-American trophies, her fifth and sixth indoor and outdoor All-American awards. Meanwhile, SFU men's finished tied for 41st with 4 points, while women's placed in a tie for 23rd with 10 points, the highest among GNAC teams. In the NCAA Division Outdoor Track and Field Championships at CSUP Thunderbowl, hosted by Colorado State University Pueblo in Pueblo, Colorado, where Pittsburgh State won the men's with 61 points and Azusa Pacific won the women's with 66 points. On May 30th, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference announced the 2022-23 All Sports Championship standings, where SFU earned a third place with 7.25 points under the Dormeyer system, only behind the winner Western Washington with 8.77 points and runner-up Western Oregon with 7.27 points. The Red Leaves men were fifth with 6.43, while the Red Leaves women were second with 6.43 points, only behind Western Washington with 8.23 points. SFU won two conference crowns in men's and women's golf, second in men's soccer and cross country, along with third in women's cross country, indoor and outdoor track and field. On June 1st, women's basketball announced two recruits for the upcoming fall season, Natalie Charity and Bree Neufeld. Charity stands at 5 feet 6 inches or 168 centimeters, plays point guard, hails from Exeter, England, attended Nottingham Academy, and competed for Nottingham Wildcats of Women's Elite Academy Basketball League. Natalie Charity averaged 20 points, 8.2 assists for a league high, 8.7 rebounds, and 3.2 steals per game. Charity led the Wildcats to the WEABL Championship in the last 2 years, qualified for the Northern Conference first team, and won two WEABL Player of the Week honors this season. Bree Neufeld stands at 5 feet 8 inches or 173 centimeters, plays guard, small forward, hails from Abbotsford, attended Mennonite Educational Institute, and competed for the BC United. With MEI, Neufeld averaged 21 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 steals per game. She was a tournament all-star in 3 events, along with being the BC United captain. Today is SFU Women's Golf Day, where pro golfer and assistant coach Kat Kennedy will teach 120 individuals. The free event, which is full, will take place between 4 and 5 p.m. at Terry Fox Field.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca. A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is a place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Welcome back. The third act is Nat Meyer's single, Yellow Peril.
Between you and I,
the fourth band is Phantoms, This Can't Be Everything Deluxe with This Can't Be Everything. The fifth group is Lilac Haze's The Ghost That I Once Knew. Here is the title track. Welcome to the second half of episode 21 in the 2023 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 91.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, updates on the cancellation of SFU football, along with scores from the BC Premier Baseball.